that begins in a narrow Roman street just before dawn. A young woman named Livia walks alone with a sealed tablet pressed against her chest. Her testimony, the only evidence that she has to defend her widowed mother from a false accusation made by a wealthy man. She trembles as she approaches the forum. She's poor. He is powerful. And yet today, she is choosing to speak. As she reaches the forum steps, she pauses before the marble statue of a woman whose face is carved in a very serene, unbreakable calm. Her name is Justitia. In one hand, she holds the scales, in the other, a sword. Her eyes, sometimes carved open, sometimes veiled beneath stone, they do not waver. Livia places her hand on the cold base of the statue and whispers a single plea. Help me not fear the truth. For a moment, the air stills. A quiet clarity settles into her chest. Not reassurance that the outcome will be easy, but something stronger. The sense that truth is not a weapon for the powerful, but a lamp for the courageous. She steps inside the forum, no longer trembling. When she finally speaks her mother's truth aloud, she feels Justitia standing behind her, not as a distant goddess, but as the spine of her own resolve. Though often depicted as one of Rome's most iconic civic deities, Justitia, or Lusititia, emerges during a period when the Republic was transforming into an empire. She enters Rome's symbolic vocabulary as the embodiment of justice, fair judgment, moral order, and ethical governance, a divine ideal that the state hoped its leaders would aspire to. Unlike many ancient goddesses, Justitia has no sweeping myths, and she has no dramatic epics. Her power lies not in story, but in principle. She is the principle of rightness, the inner compass of a society that understood justice, not merely as law, but as sacred equilibrium. She is the goddess who asks, what is fair? What is true? What is right beyond power, emotion, or advantage? Her Greek counterpart was Dike, daughter of Zeus and Thames, who oversaw human justice, but Rome reshaped her into something uniquely Roman, a patroness of moral governance, social ethics, and impartial truth. Her temples were fewer than those of other deities, but her presence adorned courts, magistrate halls, coinage, and imperial iconography. The message was clear. Justice is divine, and law is sacred only when it aligns with moral truth. Each of Justitia's symbols carries spiritual and psychological meanings for all of us today. First and foremost, the scales. The scales do not simply measure, they weigh. Truth, motivations, consequences, context, the heart as well as the action. Justitia teaches that justice is rarely simple. It requires nuance, depth, and a willingness to hold all truths in balance. Her sword is not a weapon of aggression, but of clarity. It represents decisive action, boundaries, ethical courage, and the willingness to cut away illusions. And the sword reminds us, compassion without truth becomes enabling. Truth without compassion becomes cruelty. The blindfold that she has is not originally Roman. It emerges in the later medieval imagination, but its symbolism resonates deeply today. The blindfold is the spiritual vow to judge not by appearance, not by emotion or status, but by essence. So, for modern women today, the blindfold might ask you the following. Can you see through illusions? Can you listen past fear? Can you hold steady when emotions cloud the truth? Justitia is one of the most psychologically powerful Roman goddesses because she represents an instinct that we all carry, the instinct to align life with truth. So today, I think she awakens the following. Number one, the inner judge who discerns what is healthy and what is harmful. Number two, the truth teller who refuses to stay silent when witnessing injustice. Three, the boundary setter who protects her energy and her values. Four, the ethical leader who navigates conflict with fairness rather than fear. And five, the spiritual warrior whose sword is integrity, not aggression. She is especially potent for women who learn to keep the peace, smooth the edges, or remain agreeable, even when something felt wrong. Justitia, she might whisper that peace without justice is merely obedience. The Romans believed that for a state to thrive, its rulers must embody justice, or the entire structure would decay. Emperors used Justitia's image on coins as public declaration of their supposed commitment to fairness, even when their actions contradicted it. Courts invoked her symbol as a reminder that judgment carried not only legal weight, but spiritual accountability. In this way, Justitia becomes a quiet but a potent force in Roman life, a divine moral witness. So in our time, she emerges as a guide for those who are reclaiming their voice, setting boundaries, speaking truth to power, healing from injustice, learning to trust their inner knowing, and seeking clarity in a world of so much noise. And she teaches that justice begins within. What truth are you avoiding? What imbalance are you tolerating? Where is your soul asking you to speak with courage? She reminds us that integrity is not the absence of fear. It is the choice to act in alignment with truth despite fear. And in a world where women are reclaiming their rightful authority, she becomes not only relevant, but essential. Justitia is a reminder that justice is not merely the domain of courts or laws. It's a spiritual discipline. It's a way of walking through the world with integrity, with clarity, and unwavering truth. She teaches us that fairness begins within, in the quiet choices that we make every single day, and in the way that we speak, in the boundaries that we hold, and the truths that we defend. So as we draw this episode to a close, let us return to the image of the scales, those ancient symbolic instruments that are resting in her steady hand. The scales are not abstract tools. They're metaphors for your inner landscape, the balance between emotion and reason, between intuition and evidence, between compassion and boundaries, between your truth and the world's demands. She teaches us that justice is not merely an external law, but an inner alignment. It begins in the unseen chambers of your heart, where you weigh your experiences, your motives, your desires, your wounds. Justice asks you to look honestly, without distortion, without favoritism, and without fear. Her blindfold reminds you that clarity doesn't come from outward sight, but from the deeper vision within. Her sword reminds you that discernment requires courage and precision. And her scales remind you that equilibrium, however imperfect, is a spiritual practice. In your life, there will be moments where you must decide what is right, even when the choice feels heavy. There will be moments when your voice shakes, when conflict feels unbearable, when truth is difficult to speak. In these moments, may the archetype of Justitia rise within you, and may you embody truth without cruelty. May you hold boundaries without hardness. May you pursue justice without losing compassion, and may your decisions reflect both clarity and care. And as the ancients believed, Justitia is not only a goddess of the courts, she's a force that moves through the soul of a society and through the soul of each individual willing to listen. So try to carry her with you. Let her scales become your guide. Let her blindfold become your inner clarity, and let her sword become your brave, truthful speech.